99.9 The Fan and WRALSportsFan.com. Bedlam Vodka, the smoothest vodka in the world. Now, the legend continues. Bring the Bedlam. Now, here's Adam and Joe.
Here we are with things to do. Alex Cutcheat at the bottom of the hour. But it's time for Joe to tell us what's trending.
Let's log on, tell you about Bedlam Vodka. Go to bedlamvodka.com. They've got tours. It's actually a really cool experience. You can find out how Bedlam Vodka came to be. It's a really cool story. The process is interesting to check out. And best of all, you get a sample. Adam, would you not love a Major League Baseball team to cover throughout the summer?
Joe, how well do you know me?
I know you very well, so you would absolutely go gaga over this. Yes. What if I told you there was a website and a group that's trying to make this happen?
I would appreciate that website, but I don't need my hopes up. I would appreciate the effort.
Well,
I really do.
It fired up today. MLBRaleigh.com, MLB to 919. I've seen the stickers. I've seen the social media campaign. And I saw the website today, and it's all very well done. Have you looked at the website? It's a very cool website.
Can I buy a shirt right now?
I even bought merch today. Lou Pascucci.
I'm going to buy a shirt.
He is the spokesperson for MLBRaleigh.com. Lou, what if I told you you're nuts if you think a Major League Baseball team is ever going to show up in Raleigh?
No doubt. I mean, I've heard it a million times. I mean, this thing sort of started years ago, just a bunch of guys that live in Raleigh, love baseball, just coming together and really talking baseball over beers. Why can't Raleigh have a team? And you know what? There was always these non-starters. So, I guess it was about a year ago when the commissioner, Rob Manfred, came out and started talking about Major League Baseball wanting to expand to 32 teams. And then I guess a couple months later, he started listing cities. You know, kind of he was pushed against the wall to list some cities, and he rattled off a few. One of those was Charlotte. Nashville was involved, Vegas, Montreal.
Yeah.
A bunch of cities. And so that started the conversation with us again about what do these cities have that Raleigh doesn't have? Are they just bigger? Do they have more money? And so we started to really look into that data to figure out, is it viable here? Would it even make sense for a team to come here? And the crazy thing was that as we started to look into that data, the answer just kept being yes, yes, yes. Across the board, really, when you compared it to other, successful small market baseball teams across the nation, and also to the cities that Manfred rattled off.
Well, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, Lou, and Lou Pascucci with MLBRaleigh.com, MLB to 919. What cities that currently have Major League Baseball do you think Raleigh favorably compares to?
Definitely Kansas City, Milwaukee, Cincinnati, and Pittsburgh are probably your four. All small market teams. I think Major League Baseball is trending into, they're seeing attendance per capita for like Milwaukee is number one. And they'd be called a small market team, but they're 10th overall in attendance. So, there's a lot of data to support some of these small market teams from really showing that, maybe that's where baseball needs to start looking. Tampa's failing. Miami, Gerald, I know you're from down there, but they're not doing so great either.
No, not the Marlins. What are you talking about?
Terrible.
What are you talking about?
I don't know if you're a Marlins fan, but.
I just bought a Marlins hat, so it's okay.
Those are big markets. They have the population numbers. They have the TV market numbers. They got the money. But baseball's failing. So what is it going to take to get a baseball team? When you expand, you can't just look at these high-level population TV and money numbers anymore. So, you got to look at community support, really. Like, you have to have some sort of numbers, right? You have to be viable. But after that, is the community going to come along with this team? Are they going to come to games? And that's what we're doing. We're trying to show that here. We're trying to prove a market, educate on viability. and really just get this conversation started and kind of put Raleigh into that conversation.
Lou Pascucci started up a website, MLBRaleigh.com, along with some other folks that are tied to it. Before we let you go, we can get into the ins and outs of the viability of it, but there's also a cause that's attached to what you all are doing. You're selling merch, you're doing events, I know, with Trophy here coming up in a few weeks where they've got a specially themed beer, get more awareness. Where's all this money going, if not to possibly a new Major League Baseball team? Where, with the money that you all make, where's it going?
Yeah, so we do, right? Yeah, we know we're not going to fund a baseball team. just a bunch of people.
Well, you never know. Yeah, if you get about a billion people to each donate a dollar.
We could be the Green Bay Packers of Major League Baseball, right, if you want to go that route. But, you know, it's probably – that's not going to happen. So, you know, we came together with a lot of people in the community, just basically everybody that we approached with this kind of, you know, crazy idea basically just said, hey, I'm in. And these are talented people, business owners, designers, developers, people that you guys know. I mean, you know, brands that you guys know. And we sat down with them and told them, look, here's what we want to do. But here's the thing. We don't want to do this for profit. Like, we want to do this completely grassroots, completely community-based. And so we linked up with the Boys and Girls Club of Raleigh. And so what we're trying to do is, you know, they have some baseball programs that they are trying to get off the ground. And we're going to talk to that later, with some content and stuff. But, you know, they just need the funding. And so what we want to do is, you know, all the money that we're making, Trophy's helping out, and some of the vendors are going to be helping out, donate some money. And all the money that we're making off hats and shirts and everything, we're putting back into the community and to fix up fields and to help jumpstart some of these programs. So, yeah, it's like a win-win. You know, we want baseball here, but if we don't get baseball here, then we fixed up a few fields. And we help some underserved communities, you know, jumpstart their baseball program. So I think everyone wins if that's the case.
Good work by you, Lou Pascucci. I'm obviously, as a lifelong baseball fan, and you and I can agree to disagree, Mets-Yankees, I would absolutely support a Major League team here. I don't know if we have the financial means to pull it off, but I'm on your side. So good luck with this, and great cause to help out the Boys and Girls Club if Rob Manfred does not award an expansion franchise or at least transfer a team to here in Raleigh. But thank you very much for the time, Lou Pascucci.
No problem. Thank you, guys.
Real quick about that.
I bought some merch, by the way.